What's up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast. If you're new to this podcast, please hit that subscribe. Please follow me on Spotify and also follow me or go and listen to my podcast, listen into it on Google Podcast and also Spotify. But now let's get into the show. So today we're going to talk about Disneyland updates. This is for Disneyland California Adventure because it's been closed for many years. So this is an announcement, and my mom sent this to me. So it says, Disneyland Resort in Southern California will be allowed to reopen with comparative limitation starting April 1st. State Health and Human Service Secretary Mark Gatto announced it Friday. While Walt Disney World Resort in Florida reopened with capacity limits back in July 2020, California's more strict COVID-19 restrictions have left the original Disney theme park shuttered and the travel industry struggling. The announcement, after all of the California's amusement park, including the Magic Mountain, and Universal Studios, along with sports and concert value. And here's what it says. This one says, we feel like now it's the important time, appropriate time to begin the restoration. They activate these activities in some fashion and in a guarding way in a slow and steady way. Glenn said this, it's not just Disneyland that's been hurt. Theme parks, sports, and concerts values have been shuttered in California for nearly a year to reduce spread of COVID-19. So basically, this is just an update of you guys. I know you guys have been waiting for, you know, Disneyland to reopen for California Adventure or our Universal's Hollywood. Most of the parks, like the zoos, have been also been reopened, like San Diego Zoo, the LA Zoo, but since because of COVID-19, they're trying to capacitate on people who are getting the vaccine or basically have to stay 6 feet apart or wear masks at all times. And this includes in Disney World, because in Disney World, if most of you are traveling to Disney World, you have to wear your masks. And of course, you have to stay 6 feet apart. And also, if you haven't gotten your vaccine, then this is a big deal for you. So yeah, so basically that's how it's come back. But let's read more about this, and it's pretty decent. So it says we hear profits by the company had taken a huge hit as the company resort $29 million in the first quarter of 2021, down 90% from $2.1 billion last year, with its theme parks and other in-person businesses either eliminated the capacity of entering closed. Disney has relied on value such as Disney Plus streaming service to keeps things going. So basically, if you guys haven't noticed, there's a lot of stuff new on Disney Plus, including for the new one, Ray the Dragon, or whatever it's called. And it's only available for Premier Access people who are, you know, subscribed to Disney Plus, basically. And it's about, I think it's, I read it, like, $29 something. So, yeah. That for said, guys, that's the update I'm going to give to you. But I know you guys have been waiting for that. So, thank you guys for listening. And also, stay tuned for my new, my next episode of my podcast, which will be for tomorrow. And I'm going to talk to you about because spring training just started February 28th. And so it's going to be going on to March, but I don't know when the regular season will start up or if this, you know, pandemic goes on. But hopefully we'll see by 2022 for next year because we're waiting to go see. So, you know, just have to wait and see, guys. So thank you guys for listening. Hope to hear from you. And also, if you're new to this podcast, follow me on Spotify. Go subscribe to my podcast on Google Podcast if you have a Google account. And also, if you have any comments, don't hesitate to let me know, guys, okay? And also, probably I'll have a special guest probably by next year, but who knows? Will that ever happen? So thank you guys for listening and have a good day. And also, of course, have a magical day.